What's the cadence? Our new cadence? I'm gonna get it right. Listen. Here's the old cadence. Jesus, the earphone cord's all messed up. I have to say messed because people are in the house. I would have said something different if they weren't. That's not part of the cadence, that's called frustration. Nothing seems to cooperate. Well, I'm shutting off the keyboard now, I just wanted you to know that. Okay, this one, the new cadence, I'm gonna try it again. Oh, sorry, I had an extra 18th note in there. I'm gonna try to get. One last thing before I go. This is called Sonata alla G. Sonata. Very complex rhythm. You have to get used to it. Ready? Go. It's in 16/7 time. I'll slow it down. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Each note gets 1 3/4 beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Hey. You have to be able to do the Byzantium chant. Oh,
now, that is probably the most valuable thing on this tape. That is why this tape costs as much as it does, because it has that on there, and that's very rare. Very few people can perform that song. But I managed. That means I'm awesome, right?
Here's another trivial one. This one is from London, but they're impersonating somebody from Mars. So this is called Someone from London Impersonating Someone from Mars. This is Martian music, alright? This is what he believes the Martian is imitating the people. London. London person impersonating a Martian impersonating a London person playing music. Because it just has that Earth aura in it, you know. And we have never found any music like that on Mars. That's Earth music. Obvious difference between the London guy's version of Martian music and the London guy's version of Martian's version of London music, alright? This is a song that is by another London person. He's imitating a Martian, imitating a London person, imitating a Martian, imitating a person from Alaska. Right? And this is another song. It's got that Eskimo in it. Here's the typical Eskimo drum pattern. Very simple, very simple. I'll slow it down for you. It sounds like this. And then we get into the more complicated rhythm, which is... Count carefully, you notice it's in 17/4 time. It's a typical Eskimo rhythm. So this is a London guy's version of a Martian guy's version of a London guy's version of a Martian guy's version of an Eskimo song. Ready? Yeah. Oh, you're here. This is Scott.
Can you say Scott?
Scott, say hello to Kim.
I'm not Scott.
He's not Scott. He's pretending he's Scott.
Well, I'm gonna do... This is a London guy's version of a Martian guy's version of a London guy's version of a Martian guy's version of an Eskimo song. Oh man, sorry, I messed up. Hey, he caught me again, that one part. I'll get it right this time. Ready? Yeah, got it. Yes, I got it. Almost done. It's ending.
Now, isn't that great? That is very hard. And as you heard, it took me 3 tries. But I am so excited that I actually got it right. Now, here's Scott, and he's going to play something called... Oh, he thinks I'm dumb. Tell him that's bad. Say bad, Scott. Scott, no. Tell him that, alright? That's all you have to say. Here's Scott playing. You're crazy, man.
You're crazy, man. Oh, no, I screwed up. Okay, I'm sorry.
Scott, you're not good enough. You just don't have the talent. I'm sorry. Bye. Okay, look, Kim, seriously, I have to go play basketball. I have to. If I don't, then I won't play basketball, all right? I have to go.